I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 842, Quality Time. I doubt any of us would question the value of quality time, but I bet most of us don't know how to define it. In a world of things and stuff and Amazon deliveries, we know that soul fulfillment isn't found there. They're dopamine quick fixes, but they're not long-lasting well-being. One way to love is to give quality time. But how? And who? And when? And where? Good questions, right? This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor every day, all the way, like we've been loved. One of the most important aspects of being a parent is spending quality time with your children. And here's the key. This next line is worth your tuning into the podcast today. Are you ready? Your child is the one who gets to define quality time. You can spend all the time you want with your child, but if he or she doesn't get some satisfaction from it, it's probably not quality time. Philip Rivers, the former quarterback of the San Diego Chargers, said it well. The thing our kids hunger for is our time, and believe me, I have had to fake it really hard that I care about Barbie dolls. His daughters will be the winners over time because of his willingness to get down on the floor and play dolls with them. I learned that lesson the hard way when I would drive our kids to Rainier View Christian School 30 minutes away from our house each way. And that meant 30 minutes of quality time going to school and 30 minutes of quality time coming from school, right? Wrong. As I've mentioned that story in a previous podcast, that was time, but it wasn't quality time. The kids mostly slept or just didn't want to talk. The lesson for me was that you and I don't get to define what quality time looks like. The person we're trying to give it to does. Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, making the best use of your time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. That means not just saying what we want to say when we want to say it, but waiting for the right moment to say the right words at the right time to bless the right person. You can't force it. Jessica Brody, in an article for Christianity Today, dials down deeper for us. She writes, "Quality time is dedicating our full attention and dedicated time to the person we love. This could mean sitting together on the couch connecting, reading in a park together, hanging out after a long day, or taking a road trip. It involves committing our undivided attention and focus to our special someone, eliminating all distractions and letting them know that, through this gift of time, they are loved." I would say it this way, stay in the moment with them. If you're sharing time with someone and then lose interest and turn your attention to your smartphone or the television or someone or something else, you're effectively withdrawing your time and to them, your love. To be truly interested in what they're saying or feeling, hear them, see them, and strive to understand them. When I go to Idaho and play the princess game with Brinley, I'm trying my best to give her quality time as she defines it. Otherwise, it's not quality time at all. Here's the great question. When was the last time someone gave you quality time, and what made that time quality for you? Let's pray. Lord, I confess sometimes I force others to do what I want when I want. I talk about the things I want to talk about, and then I go ahead and call that quality time. Give me your heart, Jesus, that meets people where they are and cares about their cares, not just the cares that I have. Make me a great listener and a compassionate responder. When others have left my presence, may their souls be restored just by being with me and thee. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 843. In the meantime, one way to T2G, to love others, is simply to ask, how can I best be with you right now? What would you like to do or not do? What would you like to talk about, or do you just want to sit and be together in silence? Because remember, it's the other person who gets to define quality time.